Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, politics, us. It's time to talk with Jenny Coco Cure about it all. Now here's your host, Jenny Coco Cure. There'll be no darkness.
Hello, hello, Blog Talk listeners. This is Jenny Coco Cure, and I am on again for my second show. I'm very excited to be with you again. I was supposed to go on last week, but I didn't make it on last week because I had some prior commitments, so I had to cancel my show last week. But this week, I am on again and very excited to be here with you today. All right, so we're going to get right down to it. Today's topic is going to be the economic stimulus package. And, of course, I'm sure everyone has been following what's been going on with the signing of the economic stimulus plan and everything that has been happening with the Republicans, you know, having President Obama go back and revise the bill and come back and present it to them, and they still didn't vote for it. But finally, the bill passed, and President Obama signed the plan, and it is now going to be going into effect. And everyone has been talking about that. It has been foremost on most people's minds for several weeks now. And so today we're going to hopefully be able to talk about what this means for the average person, what this economic stimulus package is going to mean for us, for those of us who don't make that $250,000 per year. That apparently the ones that make that much or more, they're complaining about all of the taxes they're going to be having to pay as a result of Barack's tax plans and what have you for the future. So those of us who make less than six figures, I know I make less than six figures a year. And for those of us, the rest of us who make less than six figures a year, We're curious. How is this stimulus package going to affect our little worlds? How is it going to make our lives better? How are we going to be able to put food on our table and provide for our children and our families a little bit better than we've been able to do these last few years? I mean, it has been very difficult, I'm sure, for a lot of people. So we're going to talk about that on some levels. First, though, I would like to give you the telephone number to call in to the show. And the telephone number to call in to the show is going to be 1-646-478-0805. Again, that number is 646-478-0805. And today I do have a guest that is going to be joining me to talk about the stimulus package. But first we're going to talk about the news. First we're going to kind of get into some of the news that's been going on over the last week. Now, honestly, I'm going to say that there's been one bit of news, one news tidbit that everybody has been talking about, at least in my little world, my little circle of friends and family and people that I'm around. They have been speaking nonstop mostly about the whole Rihanna and Chris Brown fiasco that has gone on over the last couple of weeks. This has been something else. I'm sure if you haven't been living under a rock the last week, you have heard about the whole Rihanna and Chris Brown a bit of a controversy or whatever you want to call it, where they were leaving a party, driving along in their little SUV, and allegedly, and I'm going to say allegedly because we don't know any facts yet, but allegedly, Chris Brown and Rihanna, they were driving away from a party, and Rihanna took his phone and started, you know, perusing through his phone, you know, trying to see who was calling him, I guess, his text messages and what have you. And she found a text message from a girl who apparently wanted to get together with Chris later in the evening. Of course, she wasn't very happy to see that. So she decides to confront him. It's very hostile, apparently, allegedly. And in being hostile, maybe she gets a little physical. Okay, all of this is alleged. We're not sure. We don't know. We're just hearing all these things, and nobody has confirmed any of this. So this is we're speculation. And Chris can't take it, so he snaps and goes ape, S-H-I-T, on Rihanna and shows her that he's nobody to be messed with. Now, I will say this. One thing that I do not agree with this whole thing, and we're just going to assume that all of this is true. We're going to assume that this is true, that Chris actually did go ape caca on our girl Rihanna. We're going to assume that this happened. Let me see if I can introduce my guest into the show before I go any further. Let's see if I can get him into the show. Is my guest there? Trying to get him on to the show. I'm having a problem I had last week. Let's see if we can get him on. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice of you to call in. You're on the air live on Conversations with Jenny Coco Cure. How you doing?
How's it going with you today?
It's going well. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. What we were talking about right now before we get into the meat of the topic today was the whole Rihanna Chris Brown fiasco.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it. Of course, everyone else has, and people talking about it. Unfortunate situation.
Yes, it is. And I was just kind of going through what everybody has heard that has happened, which, of course, is that, you know, Chris Brown was driving in his SUV and Rihanna was going through his phone and she found some text message from a woman. And when she found it, she went, you know, crazy, and he decided to show her not to go crazy on him. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently I saw that there was a photo that was actually released or leaked or whatever you want to call it to TMZ, right, of her face.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, she looked really, really beat up. I mean, everyone's been making fun of it, but when I saw that photo, I'm like, he did some damage.
Yeah, I saw the photo as well. Well, first of all, I just want to say, just like you said earlier, to reiterate that, you know, Chris Brown, 19 years old, has not been convicted. He has been basically, you know, indicted and was arrested for suspicion of, you know, making communicating threats, and also, I guess it's domestic assault as well. So, first of all, he has not been convicted. Unfortunately, he's been convicted, of course, in the public media. Of course, with the release of the photo through TMZ, you know, how can he get a fair trial? He's already been convicted. And we don't know, actually know if that photo is actually authentic. And we don't know exactly, you know, what actually happened before then as well.
That is true. But
yeah.
I will say that there was a photo that was released prior to that photo, and everybody was like, oh, that's Photoshop. And the police never said a word about that, never said a word. They knew, no, that's fake, that's Photoshop. No, they didn't even bother to comment on that. But this recent photo that was released, they commented on it, and they're not happy, and they're trying to find out how TMZ got it.
And that's the problem with the information age. You have people who have access to sensitive information. First of all, domestic violence, I'm only against. You should never, ever put your hand on a woman, no matter what she does. I've been in many situations where a woman has put her hands on me, and I walked away. Some people may say, well, you're a punk. No. No, you're doing the right thing. You have no right to put your hands on anyone. And if you're in a relationship, you know, your anger, you have to handle your anger to a point where, hey, walk away. It's not in your best interest. These days with domestic violence charges, it will end careers. You'll be on websites that will list you as domestic batterers. There's some jurisdictions that put you on there. You know, it's not worth it. But also, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Also, in that situation as well, you know, it's unfortunate. And also that Chris Brown put out the statement to the media apologizing. So basically, he's also convicted himself in that. Why are you admitting wrongdoing in the situation? Why are you apologizing? And it's going to be hard to actually, you know, defend yourself when it comes to court. Because the prosecution is going to use that against you. And if I was his publicist or his lawyer, I wouldn't have put out that statement. You know, it's just very important.
So you think he hung himself with that statement?
Yeah, with that statement, yes, he did. You know, I'm sorry. I'm saddened about the occurrences that have happened. I'm seeking counsel. Why are you seeking counsel for? They're going to use that to hang you, unfortunately.
Maybe he's going to plead guilty.
Oh, it sounds like a plea bargain to me.
Yeah.
It really does. You know,
I mean, how else can you explain the woman being, I mean, the photo says it all. How can you explain that away?
Well, the best thing in this situation is to have some integrity. Judges like that. Admit your wrongdoing. Take your lumps. You know, I think the most that Chris Brown will probably get, I don't think he's going to get any jail time. From what I've heard, he's had no prior arrest, no criminal record. And the judges are going to probably look at this and look favorably on him. He'll probably do at least, you know, 50 hours of community service, a fine, you know, attend, you know, counseling and things like that. So I don't think he's going to get the 4 years that, you know, the media is saying he's going to get. That's the maximum that he can get those charges if he got convicted on him. So
no,
in this case, I'm sure that his lawyers are going to be like, hey, dude, you know, you got witnesses, you know, you got this and that, you know, it's time to do a plea bargain. So I think this was the best thing for him right now.
Right, right. Well, enough of that. Enough of that malarkey, okay, we've talked about that enough. Now let's get to the meat of what we were really supposed to be talking about this evening, and that would be the economic stimulus package.
I want to know how the economic stimulus package is going to affect Rihanna. That's what I want to know.
Somehow, I don't think the economic stimulus package is going to have much of an effect on Chris or Rihanna. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
They're set. I think they're set. But for those of us that don't make that $1 million a year or $1 million an hour or whatever they make, or those of us who, you know, make less than six figures a year that are struggling right now, that are trying to see a light at the end of the tunnel, we're curious. We want to know what this economic stimulus package means for us. I mean,
right.
Does it mean that things are going to get better? Does it mean that we're going to have more jobs? Does it mean that we're going to have more are the prices of food going to go down? Or, you know, what's going to happen? What do you think? And you know what I just realized? You know what I just realized? I have not introduced you officially yet. So how do I introduce you? How do you want me to introduce you?
You go and pick your words how you want to. Just don't call me a dirtbag. That's all I ask. Or an expert on the economic stimulus package, because I am not, so.
You're not an expert. You're just a friend. You're a friend of mine, and you just were nice enough to call in. Would you say you were a conservative?
Yes. I'm midline conservative. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, and we'll just say that you are who, James?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say this is James, the conservative.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
James, the conservative, who is calling in to discuss with me on the air the economic stimulus package, and we've already talked about Rihanna, Chris Brown, enough of that crap. Now we're going to talk about some stuff that actually affects our lives. So what do you think about these Republicans that are really coming out these last couple of days lately talking about they're not going to take any of the money or some of the money that is going to be offered to their states? Republican governors that are saying that they're not going to be taking some of the money that they'll be getting from the economic stimulus package because they don't think it's going to benefit them.
Right. Well, first of all, there are four Republican governors in the United States right now who have they publicly come out about not taking any of the stimulus money. So many states are doing quite well right now. Iowa, I think Montana and a couple other states that I really can't name right now. I've heard those governors, and they've come out and basically said that accepting the stimulus money it's just not going to be in their best interest for their state, because some of those states, such as Alabama, for instance, that has a Republican governor, say that the stimulus package is unfair for them. They said they didn't have enough time to really look at it, and said that, you know, some of their industries, which of course are foreign industries that are interstate, it's not going to benefit them, such as an Alabama ThyssenKrupp, Hyundai, some of the Kia manufacturers and other sub-manufacturers in the state that, of course, the economic stimulus package basically says that it's a focus on utilizing American-made products. So
right.
you can see the basis on that, though. But in the case of Alabama, which I've heard a lot about lately, Alabama basically says that, you know, ThyssenKrupp, for instance, which is still under construction, it's going to have business. They're going to have business, and they're going to benefit even if there was not an economic stimulus package. Yeah, so it's a whole bunch of malarkey. I do slam Alabama politicians and Republicans for bringing that out. We're in an era of we need to change the way how we do things. This is why Barack, our president, was elected. You need a change. How you're doing business right now, it's not working. It's not working at all. Even though it may not benefit, say, your most vocal or most beneficial people in your state, what about the majority? They need a change. And that's what this economic stimulus package is going to do. Those who are in lower income, those who are down and out, it's going to create jobs, roads, infrastructure. It's going to put people to work. And also it's going to stop, you know, some businesses from losing jobs by incorporating tax cuts. That means businesses get to keep some money. But the majority of it, of course, is tax, tax breaks. Of course, putting money into the pockets for everyday individuals. They need that. You go out, the concept is you have money in your pocket, you're going to go out and spend it. However, if you have tax cuts for, you know, me, you, and the lower class, you know, the thing is, what tax cuts are like trickle down. It's not going to really affect you. Probably later on in little spurts and things like that, it's not what our economy needs.
Right.
You know, 80% of economists in the United States, some of the best economists in the world, truly say that money in pockets of the majority, you know, the population that go out and buy products, is going to help the economy, not tax cuts.
Right. Well, you wouldn't be able to tell it by the things that you're hearing some of these Republicans say. You know, for instance, our lovely governor here in the state of Alabama, Bob Riley, has been fairly vocal on his, you know, disagreement with this package. He doesn't agree with much of what's in it, and he has stated that he is begrudgingly forced to accept the money. He is accepting it, of course, so he's not a fool.
Of course, your education system is in proration. What do you expect? You're going to cut 300 teacher jobs. Your schools are going to be losing $10 million this year.
Yeah.
Some systems are not going to be able to buy books, computers. You got failing infrastructure. You need the money, Mr. Governor. Of course.
But, you know, what I find most interesting about our lovely governor of the state of Alabama is that even though he has been very vocal of his criticism of the economic stimulus package, he has hired attorneys to dole out the money at $195 per hour.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, what is that? You know, he's complaining about the excessive spending of the package, yet he hires attorneys at $195 an hour to decide how to spend it. I find that really funny.
And this is what politics as usual has to stop. You know, why don't you use your state-hired, you know, attorneys to do this? Alabama has 67, you know, state-hired attorneys right now on the payrolls, but they don't want to use them because they're not majors in politicians.
Maybe they're not your buddy. I don't know.
Exactly. They're not going to benefit from the money. But however, you know, you have economists in your state-run institution, some of the best in the nation that you can use, and they're on your payroll. But you don't want to use them because, of course,
yet he's really concerned about the excessive spending.
Exactly. Proration,
really
education, not enough money for, housing, you know, supplements, things like that. You know, the state is falling apart, and you have a governor that, of course, with this Republican, such as, Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama, who still wants, you know, politics as usual. I can see a little bit what they're saying. Of course, it's not going to benefit a lot of the money-making industries in the state. However, politics as usual has to stop. It's not benefiting us. It hasn't benefited us in the past 8 years. This country is dying. We're bleeding. And we need a way of jump-starting the economy. Because as usual, politics as usual is not going to work.
I agree. I must say I agree. But I would like to ask you what you think this package is going to mean for average, everyday working people, not necessarily out-of-work people, but people that are still working, but they're just struggling. They're just struggling to begin. They're struggling to keep their jobs. They're struggling to make their bills. They're struggling to keep their homes. What is this, and how is this going to affect us?
Okay. From what I've read about the economic stimulus package and what I've heard through research and what I've read through research, you know, well, first of all, people are interested in what's this going to put in my pocket, okay? For the run-of-the-mill person making, I guess the median income is around $200,000 in the United States, if not lower. You know, it's going to put around, say, $1,000 in your pocket. For those, you know, who have, you know, more dependents in their house, probably a little bit more. That's so you can go out. It's probably going to give you a little more leg room as far as trying to cover some things in your house bills, things like that. That's one bill that you don't have to worry about. Gives you a little bit more flexibility. You're going to take that money. You're going to probably go out and spend it, put it back into the economy.
Right.
Also, the tax cuts, all right, you're going to be paying less taxes in 2010, of course, over the year. That means a lot. That means more money that you actually are able to keep, you know, and to shore up your savings and things like that. For those who have lost their money and are just basically living off of borrowed time savings and things like that, more jobs are coming. Economists basically say that we should see the effects of the economic stimulus package by 1 April. 1 April, that's pretty soon. So it's going to mean a lot of things. I can read off the list of, you know, some of the positives, what middle America is going to be seeing. And also, you're going to see more subsidies for, you know, individuals in college. Of course, you know, banks are probably going to, you know, their economic stimulus package as well. You know, the benefits, you know, they're going to come down. Also, it's going to, I'm trying to figure out what the actual word is, for the housing market. Those who are suffering because of, you know, fearing about housing and things like that. It's going to stay dead off as well. One of the things they're working out with a lot of the banks, and they're going to get this money. Hey, you're going to have to let these people keep their houses. You know, stave off foreclosure for a little while. They're trying to work up at least 3 to 6 months for those, so they won't face foreclosures right now and put them out in the streets. Also, subsidies for housing. You're going to see that as well. So you're going to see stabilization. You're also going to see retreat and some of the foreclosures in the United States as well. For those who are unemployed as well, you're going to see your unemployment being extended for a year. That's a good thing. Not 6 months, for a year. That's a lot of leg room for a person, you know, who's looking at, you know, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this and things like that? How am I going to feed my kids? You know, instead of looking like 4 or 3 months down the line, now you have a little bit more leg room when looking at, you know, to the next year. That's a good thing as well.
Okay. Well, you know, all of that sounds wonderful. I mean, it sounds really, really good. And it sounds like the plan is just, it's going to benefit us. It doesn't sound, based upon everything that, you know, we've said so far, that is going to hurt us. But we can't ignore the fact that there are so many Republicans, I guess I should say. I don't think there are any Democrats that are against it. At least I haven't heard of any. But you hear so many Republicans saying there's too much spending in this plan. There's too much excessive, unnecessary spending. What are they talking about, and what are they afraid of? What do they think is going to happen?
Okay. Like I said, some of the Republican objections to the economic stimulus plan is spending is a bad thing for a nation that's in debt. You know, what are you going to spend? You're not going to print more money or anything. You know,
right.
So is it going to stimulate growth in, like, the private sector? No. The thing is that you're going to keep spending, you're going to keep spending in order to keep on filling the hole, but in actuality, you're just putting a board over a hole that's actually getting deeper. The thing is that, you know, some of these Republican governors are basically saying that, we don't need the money, but other people are taking money right now, and they don't need the money. Of course, their number crunching and things like that. And for Republicans, they've been saying that for years. Tax cuts, yes. We don't have to give back any money. We're just going to cut back of what we're going to give back to people. We're not going to take more of that money. And that's what they're basically saying, that it's beneficial to do tax cuts, not throw money at a situation. And we found out right now, at how our economy is basically bleeding to death, it's not going to work that way. It can't work that way. We need something right now that's going to help stimulate the economy. And unfortunately, the money, you're not going to take more from people. Nah. If people don't have money, what are you going to take? People are losing jobs. Almost, 200,000 a month right now on average, between 100,000 and 200,000 jobs being lost a month. Right now,
right.
I want to say to the Republicans, yes, your fears are justified. However, we need to take a jump in order, you know, to help America right now. Business as usual is not working. We need a change, and that's what the majority of your constituents have voted for. Change. Yeah, what are you going to do? Not do nothing? Like the last administration? No. We need to do something. And I think, you know, for President Obama, you know, to keep his promise and start doing something now more than anything else that's been done in the past 14, 15 years, big ups to my president. And, you know, it's a tremendous victory for him less than 1 month.
Yes.
And a major victory, one of the biggest victories. You're talking about this. Some people don't understand. I tell my friends, this economic stimulus package is the biggest thing that's happened to the United States in over, you know, 60 years since after World War II, when Eisenhower, you know, developed the interstate system that put millions of people to work. This is the biggest thing.
And he's not afraid. He's diving right in, right after getting in there.
I
love that. I love that. But let me also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay. Let me also ask you, now, John McCain, as you probably know, had an alternative stimulus plan.
Yeah.
And he tried to present it, you know, in, you know, an answer to Obama's plan. And, of course, it was shot down. Have you had a chance to look at or do you see, have you seen any of the pieces to his plan? And did you see where it compared or how did it compare to Obama's plan? It said it was worth $421 billion instead of the $787 billion that Barack's plan was. So.
Yes. Yes, I've actually looked at the plan. It is similar to the plan that he proposed when he was campaigning last year. However, it's taken some of the, I want to say, the Republican ideas in the current Democratic plan that House Speaker Pelosi actually wanted in the current stimulus package. However, it's more tax cuts, not more stimulus.
Right.
Just like you're saying, we're going to not take a lot of the money that you have right now. You know, we're going to only give you a little bit of money. We're talking about almost, I'm going to say between $200 and $300 for the individual, and we're going to cut your taxes next year. And that's not stimulating. That's not what the economy needs. So, yeah, people laughed at it. And like you said this last year, Senator, so we're going to stay with this right now.
And, you know, that's what pretty much, I believe, got us in the place where we are now, is all of the tax cuts that they gave to the wrong people.
Right.
You know, all of the tax cuts that were... Right. All of the tax cuts that were given to the people that were running us in the ground to begin with. You know, and I had a conversation with someone at my job. She's a conservative. She's strict conservative. And she was talking about how this Barack Obama's I should say President Obama. We keep calling him Barack like we know him personally, but he is President Obama. And she kept saying how President Obama's ideals about, you know, not taxing people under a certain amount of money and then taxing those that make over a certain amount of money, like I think it's over $250,000. And helping those that need it the most. And her opinion was that that's not fair, that just because you make so much money doesn't mean that you have to be punished because you make that much money. And she looked at it as like a punishment. I don't look at it as a punishment. I look at it as just you can afford to pay these taxes. And just like Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. So if you can afford to pay those types of taxes and it will help this country's growth, then why is it a problem for you? Why are you complaining? What is it going to matter to you? It doesn't mean you're not going to eat. It doesn't mean you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage. It doesn't mean you're not going to be able to take care of your children like it is for so many people that are below that line.
Exactly. And that's the issue. Those who have want to keep, you know, but they don't realize that the majority of us that are suffering need it. And so what? The economic stimulus.
They realize we need it. They just don't care.
Of course they don't care. Those who have want to keep. And those they're below them, they want to keep them there because they're benefiting off of their pain and suffering, our pain and suffering.
Right.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. But they don't care. That's the thing what the Republicans want to do. That's their constituents that give them money every year to run their campaigns, do their slough funds and things like that. Of course it's not going to benefit you. You're not going to get any money back because you make too much money. Yeah, I'm sorry. However, your country is dying. And so you need to, get off your
step
laurels
up.
And help everybody
up.
Else.
Right.
You're exactly right.
It is time to step up. I never have understood that, but, some people are of that opinion. And what's funny about this woman that I had that conversation with is that she makes about as much as I do. But some people, it doesn't matter. They're just of that opinion. They're of the opinion that it's just not fair, that, poor people and rich people shouldn't be separated. Everybody should pay the same taxes, and that doesn't make any sense at all. The more money you make, the more money you should pay in taxes. That's life.
I'm sure in certain aspects that, the stimulus package is not going to benefit me. I'm sure that, any politician, everything they do is not going to benefit you. However, you have to look past that. I'm sure that some of the programs that President Obama is actually, imposing right now as far as cutting programs, things like that, it's going to hurt me later on, though. But it's bigger than me. This whole thing is bigger than me. It's going to benefit my sister, my brothers, my cousins, who, some of them are out of jobs that are struggling.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
They do understand it. I don't believe that they don't understand it. I don't believe that. I believe that they do understand it. They just don't want to
do
it.
They don't care.
And one of the reasons why we're in the situation that we're in is because of people wanting to do what they want to do with their money instead of doing what's right for the economy. That's why we have the auto industry, begging for money, and then when they get it, they go out and they buy Learjets instead of doing what they're supposed to do with the money that they have been given off our backs. So,
very upsetting thing that you see these banks and, the auto industry that's taking money, and you turn around and do junkets to Las Vegas, business trips to, Bermuda. And what business do you have in Bermuda you can't talk to in middle America?
Right.
Yes, we need that money.
We have conference calling now, It's a wonderful invention.
not business as usual. And the thing is that once they did all this, they gave all this money to it, and, some of the so-called loopholes were still there. You can still keep your salaries. However, the new bank stimulus package, fills in those loopholes. Like, hey, you only can make more than, less than what the president makes now. And of course, some of them are yelling and hollering about that. It's bigger than you, and you keep on asking for money. One day you're going to ask for it back. And if you don't want it back, it's like they told some of the auto industry executives, hey, you got so long to make this money up. If not, we're going to ask for that money back, and you will go out of business. You will go into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I predict, unfortunately, that the auto industry is not working fast enough, and eventually, some of these companies are going to die. Mm. They're going to go bankrupt. And the sad thing is, almost a million people, that benefit from the auto industry in the United States, 10 million who actually are employed in some shape, form, or fashion, are going to lose their jobs, unfortunately. But we can't stand idly by and not do anything.
No. You are absolutely right. And those of us who can, those of them, I know I'm not one of them. I wish I was. But those of them, those who can do should do. It's just that simple. That's my philosophy. If I were among those who made that kind of money, I don't think I would be on the side of, you know, I don't think I would be complaining. I think I would be like, well, I can do this. It's not like it's going to hurt me. This is not going to hurt me. This is not going to be detrimental to my lifestyle. You know, this is not a big deal for me. I think this is going to help the economy. It's going to help my country. I don't have a problem with it. So I don't understand how some people think. But
yeah, and the economist brought up something yesterday. It's like there's somebody we haven't really heard from, and this whole thing is going on lately. We haven't heard from the big oil companies. I haven't heard from them lately.
That's true. We haven't.
You know, they basically have. There's the biggest companies in the world have not said anything nor lift a finger to try to help. You know, the common individual. Hey, we want to donate something or inject some of our money into it. You know, even two of the nation's biggest oil companies would benefit. You know, the common American these days. 1%, we're talking about, what I guess is $10 billion, can really help a lot of people. You know, call it a donation, but do they want to do that? No.
No.
they said we're hurting because gas prices have, you know, the price of oil has
dropped. Right. I was going to say the oil prices are down. That's what? That's their.
Blah, right, blah, blah. Okay.
Boo hoo. I'm crying. Yes.
We're yelling
okay, well,
when we're paying $5.
Well, James, I am so happy that you called in. Thank you so much. We have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
It's almost time for us to say goodbye this evening. I appreciate your calling in. You were so helpful, and I appreciate it very, very much.
It was a pleasure, and we need to do this again.
Yes, we do. I know you're on the road, so I'm going to say goodbye to you so you can finish your trip. And safe trip to you.
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of our show today. I appreciate you, those of you that joined and listened in. This has been really good, really exciting. This was much better than the first show, I think. And I'm really excited about it. So next week, I'm not sure what the show is going to be about, but I hope that by Monday or Tuesday, I will have an idea for the show. So check back on my Blog Talk Radio page to see what we'll be discussing next week. For now, this is Jenny Coco Cure signing off. Thank you and God bless.